Good morning. This is Governor John Baldacci. We're beginning to see some signs nationally that the recession that has mired our country for too long is beginning to ebb. But the hard truth is that we still have a long way to go before recovery is certain. Last week, the Federal Reserve released a report that shows the U.S. economy has begun to stabilize. That's the good news. The report also said the economy continued to be weak going into the summer, retail sales being sluggish, and the labor market remaining soft. The housing market is improving. Although not out of the woods yet, we are seeing the anecdotal evidence that things should start to get better later this year. Unfortunately, our country and our state remain in the shadows of a global economic decline. As the Associated Press reported this week, tax revenues for the federal government are on pace to drop by 15% to 18% this year. That's the biggest decline since the Great Depression. States are facing the same bitter trend, and as the needs of our people are growing, we don't have the resources to do all that we'd like. Just 1 month into the new fiscal year, at least 33 states are expecting deficits for the year. Unemployment and continued contraction are among even successful businesses continuing to cut the revenues every state relies upon to provide critical government services. Maine, like so many other states, faces the same pressures. Since the legislature passed the current two-year budget with great bipartisan cooperation and discipline, revenues have continued to decline. Already, the Appropriations Committee in the legislature are working with my administration on further ways to reduce state spending. The trend, however, is clear and troubling. We must look deeper and make more difficult choices to balance our budget while maintaining the core services and safety net that Mainers demand. While our situation is serious, I will not raise taxes to balance the budget. Instead, we'll continue to take a disciplined and programmatic approach to further reducing of state spending. Already, the two-year state budget is $500 million less than its predecessors, and that's the first time in over 30 years. But out of necessity, this budget will even get smaller. Working with my Council on Competitiveness and the Economy, with the Legislature's Appropriations Committee, my administration will develop recommendations on how to best close the emerging gap between revenues and projected spending. Building on the work that we've already done, including the research of the Brookings Institution and the McKinsey Company, we will find additional cost savings through efficiency, implementation of best practices, and restructuring. We will maintain our critical safety net so hardworking people don't fall through the cracks during this economic downturn. And we'll make smart investments in innovation, education, and people to strengthen and grow our economic future. And we'll protect our natural resources and continue to make government more effective and efficient. We've grown accustomed in Maine to making tough decisions and doing it without the partisan fighting that has plagued so many other states. And as we continue this difficult work, it won't be easy. But we need to maintain that same approach. We must. We must continue to change, to adapt, to improve. We can't go back to the old inefficient ways. If we are bold in our ideas and committed to putting the good of Maine ahead of individual political ambition or party politics, we can and will be successful. The current recession will end, and when recovery comes to Maine, Maine will be leaner, more efficient, more competitive, and ready for a new period of growth and prosperity. Thank you, and have a great weekend.